The Christmas countdown's on at JCPenney. Through Saturday, use your coupon and dash away with very merry savings on last-minute gifts across the store, like fine jewelry stocking stuffers up to 70% off after coupon, and save up to 50% on comfy, stylish outerwear for the whole fam. Add curbside pickup to make your trip extra quick. We got your holiday. JCPenney. Offers good on select items through 12/24. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And this is Loy Brunson, and he's here with the Supreme Court case of the century. Actually, I would say probably the biggest case would have been Roe v. Wade when it was passed. That was an abomination. I'm going to tell you that case. But now let me ask you this. This is the big case here. Loy, how are we going to, if they rule in our favor, how are we going to enforce it?
It'd be actually quite simple. I don't know what resources they have, but I think they have military. What they could do is, because the federal court ordered the U.S. Marshals to serve my summons and complaint on members of Congress, we saw how that worked. It was very smooth and simple. So the court could issue an order with a list of defendants taken by the U.S. Marshals Service to the sergeant-in-arms. The sergeant-in-arms would then simply go through the list and cancel the credentials of all those who are on the list. It could be while they're not even in Congress. It could be when they're homes during Christmas break. And then they could send special ops to the broadcasting houses like a receivership where they take over for a period of time where the licenses are being changed to constitutional owners. The federal communications directors are presidentially appointed. They've taken an oath to the Constitution, so they could be added to the 1 through 100 John Does as defendants. And the whole thing could be cleaned up, and then you'd see many, many campaigns with hundreds of millions of dollars promoting their candidates to replace those vacancies. So there's a lot of positive that could happen from this. And I don't think it has to be a bloody revolution type of thing, and I think the military could step in too. And if there's just one sign of insurrection or one sign of violence, they could nip it in the bud. And that's why we had so much violence is the law enforcement and the National Guard weren't allowed to do their jobs.
Well, you know, in the military, you've got Austin and Milley. I mean, let's face it. As far as I'm concerned, these two guys are treasonous. They are traitors.
Added to the list of defendants. There's John Doe's 1 through 100. We have 388, but the Supreme Court justices can add as many defendants as they want and have them remove them from their positions.
I believe there's good military.
Yeah, there
that
is.
Will, and the U.S. Marshals Service that will carry out.
Yeah. They have to. They go to jail if they don't. The sergeant-in-arms has to comply or he goes to jail.
So you think we still have enough structure left in our government that it can actually work? Because we know the CIA and the FBI, especially with everything that's coming out now on the CIA.
Well, it wouldn't make sense for all the miracles that we've seen happen up to this point and the right justices in place. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Does he love the ancient people more than he loves us today? Why can't we have a miracle like they experienced with David and Goliath or Samson and defeating an army with the jawbone of an ass? I mean, that's kind of how the Lord works, I think, is he's listening to our prayers, and there's so many good, wonderful people in this country that are being hurt and abused and jailed that it's time. And I think the Lord is going to show his arm, and he's going to answer the people's prayers, and it'll be, doesn't he say when he blesses you, it's more than you can contain, and your cup overfloweth. And so I think we're in for an incredible showing of the Lord's mercy and power, and then we need to follow him and keep his commandments and honor him for those blessings.
And this is a time also where you have to demonstrate your 100% faith and trust, regardless of
Absolutely.
What's being thrown at us, because God
Absolutely.
Has got our backs.
Yeah. All right. Sister Mary pledges $150. Thank you. Greta in Texas pledges $150. Thank you, Greta. All right, folks, the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We've got to hear from you. We need right now, we're about $3,400 short. $3,400 short of our goal, and we've got about about 45 minutes to gain that 3,000.
And I want to point out to all the listeners, you will never hear another program like what you're hearing tonight. And we have to keep Pastor Sanders on the air forever. And we will get him better with God's help. But if you want the programming to continue, we have to get into our pocketbooks and contribute and do our part.
All right, very good. So, you know, I couldn't agree with you less. Do you think, Lloyd, do you think that our Lord knows his people have been beaten up so bad they really, really need a miracle? They really need a blessing. Do you think that?
Absolutely. And the prayers, we're getting so many people that are contacting us and praying over us and praying with us. And I tell you, the people have just been hoping and praying that their representatives would not fail them, the courts would not fail them, and that's how the Lord works. He waits until it's the last, final time where he's tested our faith, and when it comes to that time, like the story of Moses in the Red Sea, that he blesses us. So the fact that we have a case in front of the Supreme Court that they have characterized as a national emergency, because we bypassed the 10th Circuit, and then the 10th Circuit made a decision, but before they made their decision, the Supreme Court agreed that it was a national emergency and agreed to accept it. And that was from the clerk's office. And the clerk of the court is not just a justice clerk. He is, for 11 years, Scott Sessions Harris, the clerk, was the attorney for the Supreme Court. And now he's the gatekeeper, the clerk. And it was from his office that we received more than one phone call telling us that they wanted it quickly, that they wanted us to put extra stuff in it that wasn't required, and that they had accepted it as a national emergency, bypassing the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. So these signs, these miracles that are happening, and then January 6th is a date, it's like we're seeing miracles, we're seeing signs, and the Lord says, why is it you can tell the weather from the signs in the skies, but you can't tell the kingdom, you can't see the kingdom of God with the signs of the times? So isn't there something like that in the scriptures? And he was kind of rebuking the people in a kind way that the kingdom of God is before them. Look at the signs. Look at the evidences. Look at the things that have happened. All these things coming together at the same time. Something has to happen, and something good is going to happen.
You're absolutely right. But see, this means it's a lot bigger than just getting rid of, because the Democratic Party today has become, it's Antichrist. It has become the Antichrist Party. What they are doing, everything about that party has got to do with sin. Whether it's abortion, euthanasia, pedophilia, they become the party of pedophilia. Satanism is their official religion now. Satan, the Church of Satan, is their official church. Everything that they stand for. So now it's up, you know, it's got to do with a whole lot more. We get rid of these Communist Party members, these people, and the rhinos too. The rhinos got to go. We can get people in there that are decent people, okay? People that will understand, first of all, God's Word, the Bible, and then the Constitution.
Yeah, and they'll be accountable to the oath for the first time.
Yeah.
Many, many, many years. And that's been the problem. That's the Achilles heel of this, is the oath. They've violated the oath, and they've given themselves protection with unconstitutional federal statutes. In the state of California, they have a perjury statute that says you can be prosecuted for perjury unless you're a politician lying when you take the oath of office. I mean, it's so blatant and so wrong that it's time for a change, and I think the Lord's going to allow us to do it. People are going to be given a real binding oath, and we're going to see it cleaned up.
All right, folks, listen, you've got to get those letters in. How many letters do you think we need before it'll, you know?
We would like to get several million. If we could get a million, that'd be great. It's duplicating exponentially. I think one day it was like 250, the next day it was like 2,500, and then the next day was like 7,500, and I think it was 15,000 today.
Wow. All right, we've got to keep it going.
Those letters, yeah.
In the
back of your brother's truck.
Yeah, we don't have that much more time, so The address there again.
People, if it gets close to that date, don't stop because they could extend it out. They could maybe want to see if we're going to support them. So we shouldn't stop and say it's too late. Even if it's the 6th or 7th or 8th, if we haven't heard, just do it. Do it right up to the 6th. And even beyond that, because if they toss it, we can do a motion for reconsideration, and they can reconsider based on the support we're getting. So let's say they don't do it on the 6th like they're supposed to, but they've got that power, that leverage over the Congress to kind of hold them at bay. And meanwhile, we could be bringing in the million, the 2 million, the 3 million letters. So it's you know, do it as soon as you can, but don't stop because we're getting close or passing the January 6th date.
Well, Lloyd, we have about 117 patriot groups in Ohio, and I can tell you that we'll get the word out to them.
Great. Terrific. And I can send you a really great little short video that's been produced by, I think it's Governor Huckabee's producer. It's just phenomenal. And I'd like to send that to you, and you can look at it, and you might want to post that.
We sure will. I can give you our website is wrwl.org, or our email is wlministries@gmail.com. I don't know if you have time to write that down, but it's wrwlministries@gmail.com.
Pastor Sanders, okay. There's another place where you can get the address for all of these items, and that's at the Brunson Brothers SCOTUS Telegram. They have a new Telegram channel. It's got 5,763 subscribers now in just, I think it's a little over a week or so. It's gone just crazy. And there's photos there of Rowland with the back end of his car opened up with all these letters and stacks of letters there. They're coming in, and they need to keep coming in. And the address and all sorts of other articles and things are there.
What's the channel name again, please, on Telegram?
You bet. It's called Brunson Brothers SCOTUS.
Okay.
Brunson Brothers SCOTUS. A lot of great articles, a lot of great information there. I might just add, I've got the mic here for just a second, that we in Cedar Hills, Lloyd's neighbors, we are supporting him at cedarhillcitizens.org. That's cedarhillcitizens.org. We've even written a friend of the court brief that explains the court case from our perspective and why we support the Brunsons. It's really quite informative. In fact, Darren, who is the legal mind, am I right, Loy?
Yes, that's right.
He said, this is so well explained, anybody could understand it. I wish this were tacked up on every door of the entire nation, because then they would understand what it is we're doing. And so that's at cedarhillcitizens.org. We have a proclamation and invitation to prayer on behalf of the Brunsons and a humbling of our hearts before our Lord so that He can intervene and provide these miracles that we desperately need.
Well, this is amazing. Have you heard, now that it's starting to really take off, have you heard from the opposition at all?
No, not at all. And we haven't received one negative message, not one. It's all been positive.
That is totally amazing.
God's got your back.
Yeah.
Yep, He's protecting.
That is totally amazing, because we get a lot of them from the opposition out here. 888-281-1110. Folks, the phones are not ringing. We got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Brian in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Brian. With the...
Joe down for 200.
Put Pastor Joe down for 200.
Folks out there, remember that for well over 40 years, this ministry has been totally listener-supported. No sponsors, no advertisers. It's been a true partnership between you, the listener, and those of us that work with Pastor Ernie. Everyone has been a volunteer, including Pastor Ernie. No one has taken a dime in this ministry for themselves. We've all donated our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this thing going. We joke about the pay is lousy, but the retirement plan is out of this world. but we're doing the Lord's work, but we need your support. And the good book does tell you that if you support a ministry that's doing the Lord's work, He will bless you. You get to share in any blessing this ministry does, whether it's the Right to Life ministry, the prison ministry, hospice, the trucking ministry, the King's Word School of the Bible, the radio touching, you know, hearts and minds and preaching God's Word. Anything that comes from any of those actions, anything that blesses the Lord, you get to share in that blessing. You have God's Word on it. So you're also, by helping us, you're laying up some crowns and treasures for yourself.
Well, I know you guys don't know much about this ministry, probably, Loy and Ken, but we've been in the air 50.
I was just going to say, I think I read that it was 45 years, 50 years.
Actually,
on the air.
45 years, what's right, what's left. 5 years prior to that, it was Biblical Answers to Secular Questions. I was a co-host of that. But anyhow, in that time,
so
we've been involved in, at one time, we were the only pro-life action radio program in the area here for years. We, in our ministry, we've saved over 24,000 babies from abortion.
Wow.
And
wow.
We, for 45 years, we had the largest death row ministry here in Ohio. And wow. But let me tell you something here. We've had to deal with all kinds. You wouldn't believe the corruptions we've had to deal with. They tried to RICO me three times. Okay, three times. You know, they tried to use racketeering for saving babies. And
yeah.
I've been shot at several occasions. They tried to run me over twice, and I got poisoned once. But you know, we were still here, and it drives them crazy because we just keep coming back. And
would you take a humble donation from a homeless couple, Barbie and Ken Cromar, out of Cedar Hills, Utah? Would you take $35? That's for us. That's a lot of money. Can we donate that?
Yeah, I would rather send you $35. You need it more than we do. But anyhow, just so
we'd like to help.
All right. Yeah, we again in this ministry here, we haven't had one boring day, and I can tell you that in 50 years, not one boring day. We've uncovered a lot of corruption. You know, we were back in the '80s when you know they're talking about human trafficking. Well, that's been going on for a while. We uncovered that human trafficking back in the 80s here in Ohio.
And Ohio has been in the top five or top three for a long time in human trafficking.
Yeah,
and so, I mean, just the corruption that we've exposed in 50 years, we've exposed a lot of corruption. But again, the idea is God is on the throne. He's in complete control. And this is why the ministry is called What's Right, What's Left. That's out of Matthew chapter 25. Okay. All right. We need 2,500. We're 2,500 short of our goal. Yep. And so tonight let me see. I didn't see these. Pastor Joe for 200. Let's go, Brandon, for 100. Catherine in Brooklyn, 25, and Andrea in Illinois, 500. Wow, thank you. And thank you.
All right. Remember, many hands make the load lighter. I mean, if we had a few hundred people send in $20, it'd make a huge difference.
Yeah. So, while you're going through this, Lloyd, you've got, I will make airtime available for you anytime you need it. You want to make it, because we're from coast to coast. We reach a whole lot of people. And we have probably the most activist audience that I know of. And so expect some letters. Expect to get a lot of letters in there.
Thank you, Pastor.
But you're welcome to come on here. And you too, Ken. Anytime, you give us updates.
You bet. Could I just share a thought with you?
Sure.
I was listening with Tom Fairbanks, was with you on Thursday night, and he and I worked together on that Friend of the Court brief in behalf of the Brunsons that's at CedarHillsCitizens.org. And what I found was interesting is that you were talking about how we all need to work together better. So like Loy and I, we might be of the same faith and a predominant faith out of Utah. But my good wife, I was so proud of her. She would go and march in Salt Lake with the Catholics. We're not Catholic, but she'd go march with the Catholics and the Right to Life across from the abortion clinics. And I was always so proud of her because I figured she blessed our family by just doing that very thing. And we can all work together, those of us that believe in the Lord. We don't have to be of the same faith. We just need to have our eyes on the Lord. And I think that we're stronger as we work together. And so, you know, God bless you in what you're trying to do. And we can all work together and pray together for sure.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because even with some of the Muslims have jumped on board with these school boards. Even some of the Muslims have had it. They're fed up. And we just saw what happened there in Michigan about a couple of months ago where they had it with the school board with their pornography and things that they were doing to the children. And they let them know. And we have to do that, too. I mean, we've got to take America back. We've got to take our
country
back. And
there's a few communities that have basically got rid of all of their school board members and started over.
Absolutely. And so here in Ohio, you know, we've got Pennsylvania to our east and to the north of Michigan, I guess, northwest. But in Ohio, we're much more conservative state. And the reason is because we have so many Tea Parties or Christian Patriot organizations. And I think that's one of the main reasons. But we're, you know, it's not over with till we win. Now, let me ask you guys this, because Biden is going all the way out on communism. I mean, this guy is going all the way out. He's, you know that that's not Biden that's out there talking. That's he's doing Obama's bidding, and you know this idea that he had, he's trying to push. I'm seeing more and more people pushing back, especially like when the military and they taking the poisonous pokes. We were some of the very first out there, thanks to people like Elaine and that we had working with us, all the frontline doctors, to expose what that so-called vaccine was really all about. And now, they're not, of course, you can't believe anything you hear in the fake news media, but people are really pushing back hard on that.
And the more the Biden administration puts out very blatantly, you know, the pedophilia, they don't denounce what's going on. There are federal museums that are having exhibitions now on burlesque and scantily clothed women. All of this is not sitting well for the people that are in the middle, okay, and even for some people on the left, because you start going after the kids, you're going to lose.
Right, and that's exactly what they're doing. They've been going after the kids, but you're right. The FBI has gone, and we were exposing that, but we're seeing now that the people left in the FBI, those that have any integrity at all, they're blowing the whistle. And that's good. So over 100 whistleblowers now.
Yeah, there's been a couple podcasts over the past couple of weeks by Tom Rentz, who also is from Ohio.
Yeah.
And as far as how many actual whistleblowers he has, and they're in the hundreds.
Yeah, we had Tom here on the radio program. Yeah, he is good. He is really good what he does.
And he's not giving up. He's going until it's taken care of.
Well, that's the ones that's going to make it work, the ones of us that don't give up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not over with until we win, right?
Yep, and I would encourage those people, if you have not drawn the line in the sand, you need to do it quickly. Because part of being a Christian patriot is knowing where your head, your heart, and your soul is. And what are you going to do, you know, when your country's under fire and our God is under fire and our family is under fire?
Well, God has to be in this, the fact that they haven't been under attack. But listen, I know the opposition out there. When this starts getting out, they're gonna start coming against these guys with all kinds of propaganda, and they're gonna call them right wing fanatics, you name it, and that's gonna happen. And so, we got to get ahead of this, don't we?
Well, yes, yeah, but they're all already coming after, you know, a good amount of the healthcare professionals across the country that are standing up, and they're going to continue to stand up in spite of what's going on, because they've drawn their line in the sand.
So that's just amazing that you have not got one negative letter. That is absolutely amazing.
It really is. It really is. Well, it's a non-political suit. It's non-political suit. The Republicans and Democrats that are going to be removed.
Yeah. Sanders, that's part of Lloyd, it. You should invite Lloyd to tell you about his exchange with Senator Lee. We have two senators in Utah. One cancels out the other. Senator Romney is a travesty, as far as I'm concerned, with regards to his constitutional stance. He's really on the other side of the issue all the time. He's canceled out Senator Lee's votes. But unfortunately, Senator Lee did not stand with the 10-day pause to properly certify the election. Lloyd, you should tell about that part of the story. I thought that
he went against. Yeah, he went against Ted Cruz, went against Josh Hawley and the others, and he felt like he said it was his constitutional duty that it's just up to the states to provide honest electoral votes. And it's like he's totally wrong, as we know. That was so wrong for him.
Well,
to
you
do
know,
that.
There's a way to know. That he was wrong. It's really quite simple. It's why would the founding fathers put a process in that they're to certify an election if it didn't require some sort of an effort? It doesn't mean just certify whatever gets put before you. It means you're going to check it. I love what the Brunsons are doing, because what they're doing is holding an oath taker to his oath. And if you don't, you in your oath, you swear that you'll protect against enemies foreign and domestic. And so that presupposes that you could be a domestic enemy. These folks like to say, oh, no, we're immune. We've got judicial immunity. We've got congressional immunity. We've got presidential immunity. No, you don't. You have an oath of office. If you don't keep it, then you're a domestic enemy, which presupposes that you cannot be immune. There is no such thing. It's a false doctrine, period.
So I have a question for you. How many of our legislators in Washington who have voted outside their usual perspective are under attack with either threats for their life or their family? You think that's going on?
Yeah, well, look at the attacks on they've been attacked. Ted Cruz has been attacked. Josh Hawley has been attacked. The justices have been attacked. They're all under attack, and this would clean it up. This would protect the ones that kept their oath and didn't allow a security breach or voted against a security breach. So I just think the Lord's in control, and it's his constitution, and he's memorialized in Article 7. It's like, who's the God of the Declaration of Independence? Who's the God of this country? Who's the God of the Constitution? Well, the Constitution tells us, Article 7, the last paragraph, it says, in the year of our Lord. Everyone that has sworn to uphold the Constitution has sworn that it was in the year of our Lord that the document was signed. So it's his Constitution. He doesn't force people to believe. It's free choice. They can believe or they cannot believe. They can choose liberty or they can choose something else. And so I think the attacks are going to stop.
Well, the oaths are all taken with their hand on the Bible.
That's right. Well, the justices take two oaths, two constitutional oaths. One is actually a judicial oath that includes the Constitution, and the other oath is a more constitutional oath where they swear to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And what's more of an enemy than enemies trying to
infiltrate our election system. I tell people it's like being on a ship and you have a watchman and they say, hey, don't worry. And you go, well, what do you mean worry about what? Oh, there's just a little piece of ice sticking up out of the water. It's nothing. And it's like, whoa, you need to investigate that. And there was a big chunk of ice sticking up out of the water in that hearing, and they chose to not investigate it. Huge breach. And that's bringing the whole house of cards down. So with this Supreme Court petition, they can strip the unconstitutional oath, remove members of Congress and the executive branch from their offices and replace them with those who will be bound by oath.
All right, very good. All right, we have Barbara. Barbara in Indiana pledges $500. And that is Paul in Dallas pledges $50. Anonymous in Dallas pledges $200. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, mentioned the watchman on the wall. You know, I would challenge the listeners to get your Bible out and look for those areas of the Bible where it talks about being the watchman on the wall.
Absolutely. You would find that in Ezekiel chapter 3 and Ezekiel chapter 33.
I knew you knew that, Pastor.
I know that. All right. We'll be back right after this.
The Supreme Court heard the news today.
Okay, we're up against a hard break. We'll be right back right after this. is mine too, and I hope it's your Lord. All righty, that was Lisa and Lisa. And right now we are $1,630 short. So that's what we need. And anybody out there can help us with $1,630, or maybe just $400 or $500 to match Janice, or to match Barb and Andrea for $500. We're that much short, folks. Help us to keep bringing you programs like we're bringing you tonight. All right, going back. Do you know what, Lloyd? Do you know what really disappointed me on that January 6th when they were there before that committee? Not only did Mike Pence absolutely, I could not believe what he did, but here, Marsha Blackburn, I never would have thought. I would have thought that she would have definitely been promoting it, but she didn't. And of course, Tom Cotton was another one. Why do you think they didn't stand their ground?
You know, maybe if there's a criminal investigation launched, maybe we'll figure it out. One of the causes of action is civil conspiracy. There obviously was pressure, and it's just so ridiculous for them to stand up and say, well, wave the Constitution and say, we've got to ram this through without taking a pause. That would have been very easy for our senators and our members to get up there and say, we have a constitutional duty to certify this vote after we make sure it's a real vote, folks. After we make sure that that all the questions of fraud and crimes and foreign interference and domestic enemies have been, you know, put to rest so that there's no question about this. They should have done that, and they know they should have. And then they complain about, they call election deniers. Well, they're election. If they don't want election deniers, then they better have an investigation. The crimes, the lying criminals that they are, it's just absolutely atrocious, and more so that people like Tom Cotton and Mike Lee and others didn't stand up for the truth and for an investigation and claiming that it was their constitutional duty to do such. It was just pathetic. So we need the Lord to help with this, and I think he brought us to this point to get this thing done, and I think he's going to do it. We'll have a whole new America.
All right. Very, very good. Is there anything, people like Marsha Blackburn and that, do you think there's anything they could do to keep from being removed? I mean,
that's a good question. What they should do right now is sign on to an amicus brief and resign as a message of repentance. And that would do a lot of good to them and their constituents.
Can I jump in on that?
Yeah, sure.
Please, Pastor. I was just going to say, before you said that, way. great minds think alike. Is that the way they put it? I've thought the same thing. I want to write to Senator Lee. Our kids went to the same school. We're not that far apart from Senator Lee, are we, Loy, in Cedar Hill?
No, we're not.
And just a mile or two. And what's interesting is that I thought, Senator Lee, I know you love the Constitution. I've interviewed you for my documentary, Miracles in God We Trust. Why could you do this thing? To not see what was going on and to not put a pause on that. And I believe that what he needs to do is resign, but do it in a very public way and say, you know what? These Brunson brothers were right. I failed, and I'm going to invite all the rest of my colleagues who voted for this to resign, because we're not more important than the Constitution. We ask you, people of America, we the people, to forgive us. We made a big mistake. And we're not bigger than the Constitution, and so I'm going to go back to Utah, says Senator Lee, and I'm going to help make sure that we find a constitutional replacement for me, but I don't deserve to be a senator anymore, and that's how I'm going to help my country. I'm going to fall on my sword. I was wrong. And let's find constitutional people in every state to replace every one of us that was wrong.
Do you think that they actually believed that they had to go ahead, or do you think they bowed down under pressure?
I think it's a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
They should have. They should have known better. Here's what bothered me.
Excuse, I think it turned into an excuse to do the wrong thing.
If you remember watching that day, Nancy Pelosi came up, and Mike Pence was standing there after they did that, and they were laughing, and she handed him what looked like a coin. And all of a sudden, you know, how can you, what fellowship could light have with darkness? Mike Pence professes to be a Christian. Nancy Pelosi is wicked as wicked gets. I mean, that woman is flat out wicked. And
yeah,
unbelievable.
Like they lost a, like someone lost a bet, like they turned it into a little joke.
Could have been, yeah. Alrighty.
Can I throw a thought at you there, Pastor?
Pardon?
Have you ever heard of Cicero?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he has a great quote about this. You know, a lot of people look at the man in the White House and say, he's just a hand puppet. You know, he's not all there, whatever. I'm not going to make a judgment on that, but this quote does have real value. It says, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves amongst us within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, and I'm going to add of halls of Congress, heard in the very halls of government itself.
Well,
Cicero hit the nail on the head.
He sure
he
did.
Cannot survive the traitors.
That's exactly what we have. But I cannot think of Marsha Blackburn as a traitor. You know, she just, some of the others. But, you know, the people that were out there, people like Jim Jordan, like Josh Hawley, like Ted Cruz, they stood there right in front of them. They had all of the evidence. They had it right there. And all Mike Pence had to do was look at it, huh? And, I mean, when there was enough evidence, if he was to say, look, let's take 10 days, like you said, let's take 10 days and look at this. Let me look at the accusations here, the claims, and then we'll decide whether or not we can certify this. But boy, you saw the pressure, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
And
pressure. It wasn't an independent. They were. You're good point, Pastor. They weren't voting independently. They had pressure. Otherwise, what's a 10-day investigation? It's nothing.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Lloyd. How dumb can they think we are? Look, you've seen here, Donald Trump was turning out 50, 60,000. You know, out here in Ohio, where I'm at, we had a Trump train that went through Middlefield, Amish country. And even the Amish were lined up with their buggies holding up Trump signs. And it was, I mean, you had 90 mile long. You had a 90 mile long there, right there in Arizona. Trump train, 90 miles long. Okay, you had thousands and thousands of people turning out. Biden, you know, he has a dozen people show up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how dumb do they think America is? They must think we're pretty stupid, don't they?
Well, we trust our representatives, and that's why they need to be replaced. We trust our security guards, our watchmen, and that's what they were and are, and that's why they need to be replaced.
You're absolutely right. And then I'm just wondering, well, of course they can't do that with Congress, but the fake news media, you know, so much false accusations, the thing that they've said and done out there too.
They need to be, they're just as guilty, and they can be removed with this complaint. They can be added as John Doe's 1 through 100, and it's just a few people, a few directors, and they can go in and clean it up temporarily, and it could happen smoothly. We could be watching the news, and all of a sudden there's a big commercial break, and new faces appear. Who are these guys dressed in suits and ties and dressed up? And they could be military broadcast operation teams.
Well,
the news.
Nationally, I think they know they're losing. All right, so they are getting more bizarre and they are getting more direct. But I honestly believe they know they're going down.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, you've got the feeling. Yeah,
they sense it. It's like the devil knows that he's going to be defeated, and he's trying to rally his army to stop it.
All right, we got Susan in Massachusetts pledges 100. Jericho in the Newberian pledges 100. Marlene in Michigan pledges 50. And, folks, we're just about out of time. We still need about, it looks like we need about, 1,300 more. Okay, so 888-677-9673. We will be here till about midnight after the program. We'll be here for a few minutes after the program. We'll need to hear from you. We'll still take the calls. Okay.
Yeah, keep Pastor Ernie on the air across the country. Our nation needs him. Our nation needs to hear the people that he brings on a consistent basis 5 days a week.
All righty. We need 1,400. We need 1,400. Okay. What you guys are saying, you get a sense that they think they're going to go down with all of the investigation that's coming out with the FBI, all the whistleblowers. There's a whole bunch of people up there that are going to go down. Now, once we get the House back, you're going to have all kinds of investigations. What day? What is it? It's January 3rd, isn't it? Is January 3rd the day we seat the new Congress?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And so that'll be 3 days before the Supreme Court hearing. That's going to be very interesting. But
I think they're going to completely adjudicate it already. The stuff could have been happening already because that's the nature of it.
Loy, I was going to say, do you have a sense that it may have already happened? I've heard some people think that they may have already made their decision behind closed doors. Do you think
they have the power to do it?
Miracle?
I mean, it's written. You can look at the Supreme Court rules, and they have it in writing that they can completely take. They have more power than any lower court, and they can completely, in the case of a national emergency or a time of war, they can completely do whatever they need to do in a sealed way without the public knowing. They have that power.
Well, and I think they have a sense of urgency, to be quite honest with you. You know, that we need to get this done. You know, we're going into 2023. Have we been at this insanity long enough?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, we're on the tipping point. We're the tipping point. It needs to be. It's the time to save it or it's going to get bad.
Well, I think you see this with what's going on with all of the insanity, the absolute insanity that we have out there. Look, we told people back when Biden was Obama. We told people about not only the Obama crime syndicate, but the Biden crime family. The Biden crime family. They're involved in every kind of crime. Now, we told people back then that Biden crime cartel was the gatekeepers. Their job was to keep the doors open on our southern border, to keep the doors open for the drug cartels and the human smugglers. And they don't do anything for nothing, okay? A lot of that money goes through there. People say, well, Biden gave $85 billion of equipment to Afghanistan. No, he didn't. You can bet, believe me, folks, the way this stuff works, a whole lot of money got sent back to offshore banks or whatever to the Biden crime family.
To the Ukraine, where all the money is being held. That's why they're under fire by Russia.
Right. Well, so the corruption. And you're right, people see this, but they're seeing what they're doing with the children, where these so-called operations that they're having, unbelievable with what's taking place with the kids in this country, where they're removing the girls, teenage girls' breasts. And now I understand they just passed. Joe, you mentioned about a Supreme Court. Today I heard one of the courts said somewhere that now it's a ruling that men can compete in the girls' sports. Was that a Supreme Court ruling?
No, it was a state, one single state.
Okay, well, that one single state's a good one not to live in.
I'm sure that'll be challenged.
Oh, yeah, that'll be challenged. But
the news secretary, she came out today. I periodically go to the local channels just to, you know, see what they're saying. And she, of course, you know, the border is closed, she said, as 2.5 million have come in.
Very good. Yeah. We're coming up All right. Anonymous in Roseville pledges 100. Leonard in New Jersey pledges 200. Jack in Ohio pledges 25. Folks, we still got to hear from you. Now, Ken, what, how much time do I have there? Okay. Ken, this is the time of the program we give an invitation. You've got 3 minutes. Do you think you can give an invitation how you can avoid hell and how you can get to heaven in 3 minutes?
Wow. That's quite the assignment. But, you know, I think I might be able to do that. We as a nation are made up of individuals. And so when Roland Brunson has been trespassed, Loy's brother, and he goes to the Supreme Court, he's seeking justice. And if he doesn't get it, then we the people don't get it. But if Roland Brunson does receive justice at the Supreme Court, then all of we the people receive justice. Now, the fact of the matter is that we as a nation, we as a people, we have fallen asleep over the years, and we've allowed many things to be done in our names. And we actually have an accounting. We need to repent for having not paid attention closer to our government and not having gotten more involved, to have allowed 65 million abortions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Things, unspeakable things done in our name as a nation. And so as God has said, he has a kind and generous promise that we've highlighted at cedarhillcitizens.org. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Does this nation need healing? Yes, it does. And we need to get serious about it, believers in the Lord. If we want, there's only two sides, and the way we can get on his side is by humbling ourselves, praying, fasting, repenting, and saying, Lord, I want to turn back to you. You can do much better with me than I can with myself. I turn myself over to you, and I want my nation to be free again. I want my children to have a future. And I believe that 2 Chronicles 7:14 highlights that well. We believe in God's promise that miracles can happen when we prayerfully turn from our wicked ways and dedicate our lives to him. If we, the people, promise to perform small acts of faith and service to others and plead with God for his favor on the people who he will bless the people who love and worship him. And I know God lives. I have seen miracles in my life, and I look forward to seeing this miracle happen. I believe it will happen. We will see a miracle happen.
All right. Thanks. You know, we're out of time for tonight. I want to thank both of you fellows for being here. You guys stay in touch. You've got an open invitation, open to come on here, and we'll keep going. But we are out of time, so till tomorrow, good night. God bless, and always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.